You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Early on Monday, a rocket fired from the Gaza Strip struck a home in Moshav Mishmeret, north of Tel Aviv, and wounded seven people. Daniel Wolfe, the British-Israeli man who hustled some of his family members to a bomb shelter moments before the rocket hit their home, said it was a miracle that all had survived the attack that levelled their property. "We are in shock," he said, "but the most important thing is that we are all okay. It was traumatic. After the explosion, there was silence, dust and screaming, destruction everywhere." Israel launched dozens of retaliatory raids on Gaza in response. The military deployed two additional brigades to the Gaza border region on Monday and called up approximately 1,000 reservists for air defence and other select units. Israeli warplanes carried out dozens of bombing runs and Gazans fired some 60 projectiles at southern Israel, with the violence only waning before dawn on Tuesday. On Tuesday, IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Kochavi ordered additional reinforcements to the Gaza border region. Though Israelis in the south began returning to their routines on Tuesday, there were a number of minor incidents of violence during the afternoon. Several Palestinians crossed into Israel from the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday and set fire to an unmanned military post along the border before slipping back into the coastal enclave. An incendiary balloon launched from Gaza sparked a fire in a field in the Eshkol Regional Council. Security forces operating in the area extinguished the blaze. Three airborne explosive devices flown from Gaza detonated over the nearby Shar HaNegev Regional Council. A tense calm descended upon southern Israel and the Gaza Strip on Wednesday morning after another night of rockets and airstrikes, with schools and train services resuming in all communities and towns. An Izzal ad-Din al-Qassam Brigade's official, part of Hamas, on Thursday repeated claims that the rockets fired from the Gaza Strip towards central Israel on Monday launched on their own due to the group's heightened war footing. He claimed to have intelligence indicating that Israel intended to attack Gaza before the April 9th elections and said its systems were armed to respond. US President Donald Trump signed a proclamation formally recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights on Monday. Prime Minister Netanyahu, who was at the Washington ceremony, thanked President Trump for the historic recognition of the Golan Heights and for his administration's incredible support for Israel. At a Wednesday UN Security Council session convened at Syria's request, the 14 other member nations denounced the US move, with speakers noting a UN resolution that called Israel's de facto annexation null and void and without international legal effect. The Trump administration is preparing to update all US government maps to include the Golan Heights as part of Israel. Due to the violence from Gaza, Prime Minister Netanyahu was forced to return to Israel earlier than planned, cancelling his address to AIPAC. He was able to address the confab via satellite from Israel. His main rival in the elections, Benny Gantz, did address the conference. Over 40,000 Palestinians took part in protests at the Gaza border yesterday, with some rioters throwing grenades and explosives towards the security fence, lobbing rocks at troops and burning tyres. However, the riots, which marked the anniversary of these weekly riots at the border, were much less violent than had been anticipated due to restraint by Hamas, prompted in part by the presence of Egyptian observers. The IDF responded with riot dispersal means and live fire in accordance with IDF regulations. Most Palestinians attending the one-year anniversary of the March of Return protests remained at a distance from the border. Hamas organizers physically restrained some who wanted to storm the fence. Two Palestinians, 17-year-old Adam Nidal Saka Amara and 17-year-old Tamir Abu Kahir, were killed, and 317 were injured. Two 8-year-old boys who crossed the border were returned to Gaza by soldiers via the Erez crossing. The former chief of the Mossad spy agency, Tamir Pardo, said he wasn't updated by Prime Minister Netanyahu on his granting of approval for Germany to sell advanced submarines to Egypt several years ago, joining several other officials who have said the Prime Minister did not share the matter with them. During a rare and contentious interview with Television News, Netanyahu said only a few select officials were briefed in real time about the reason for Israel not objecting to the 2014 and 2015 submarine deals with Egypt, which had been tied to a corruption scandal involving several of the Prime Minister's associates, but so far not Netanyahu himself. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit and Netanyahu's former national security adviser Yaakov Negel both denied the Prime Minister's claim that they knew of the reason behind the approval. The blue and white coalition, Kahol Lavan, which currently leads in election polls, has made the submarine scandal a central pillar of their election campaign. Meanwhile, Kahol Lavan is scrambling to uncover a mole who has been leaking sensitive information about its leader, Benny Gantz. The leaker is apparently someone inside party headquarters and is responsible for exposing embarrassing recordings of Gantz made during closed meetings and also information that he may have inadvertently passed on false information to police. Former Minister Eli Yishai has withdrawn his hard-right Yahad party from the elections in a boost for other small right-wing parties. Yishai announced on Wednesday that he would be supporting the ultra-Orthodox United Torah Judaism party in the April 9th elections. For some 5,000 Israeli diplomats stationed in 96 embassies and consulates around the globe, elections started late on Wednesday Israeli time and continued until Friday morning. Representatives at the consulate in Wellington were the first to vote, with Ambassador Yitzhak Gerberg casting the first ballot. The number of butterflies in Israel reached a peak this past week. 700 million to 1 billion butterflies of the colourful Vanessa Kadui variety have been observed throughout the country, mainly in the centre and on the coastal plain, but also in the Arava region in the south. All are on their way to Europe. 4,000 environmental activists rallied in downtown Tel Aviv on Friday to demand action to combat climate change and calling for the offshore gas platform being built off Dor Beach near Caesarea to be moved 125 kilometers away from the coast, citing environmental and public health concerns. Students from across the country participated in the protest march that was organized by a coalition of major environmental groups. Over 1,000 people attended the funeral of Alex Sasaki, 27, of Laguna Beach, California, a lone soldier in the IDF, on Thursday, hours after a call went out on social media urging those who could make it to attend the funeral. Sasaki was found dead earlier this week from a drug overdose. The reason for his death is still being investigated, but it seems that the circumstances were mental health related. Israeli and French officials on Wednesday mourned the death of Michel Bakos, the Air France pilot who, along with his crew, insisted on remaining with Israeli and Jewish hostages after pro-Palestinian terrorists hijacked his flight and diverted his plane to Entebbe Airport in 1976. He died in Nice on Tuesday at the age of 95. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.